For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Let's bring in Trista the Hitman Crick here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's going down.
Oh, we're going Macho Man instead of the Hitman. I like it. So walk
Ooh,
me.
Oh, yeah.
Walk me through this look.
All right. So
I like those glasses too.
I got a text from a friend who works at Oakley, and he said, "You wear the same shades all the time. Just wanted to know whether or you could just send you some shades. You could test them out, see how they work in different environments."
Come on, man.
And I said, "Ooh, yeah." I said, "Ooh, yeah, send me them glasses."
Now, just to be clear, whose voice is that?
Well, it's an amalgamation.
Don't use words like that. I don't know what that word means. Don't do that. Did you call it a what?
An amalgamation.
An amalgamation. Never heard that word in my life.
Yeah, I learned.
Have you heard that word before?
Never heard it. Could be a sign of disrespect for all I know.
What'd you call me?
An amalgamation.
I learned something new today. So what's the definition of that? Trista Frazier.
Amalgamation refers to a process of combining or uniting multiple entities into a single, unified whole.
What? a unified what?
W-H-O-L.
Okay. All right.
Have you guys ever attempted a buddy of mine a while back? We had a word book, learn a new word a day. Mm-hmm. And we tried to learn a new word a week. It only lasted about 4 or 5 weeks. But
I'm stunned to learn this.
I might pick it back up. Learn a new word. Work on that vocabulary.
When my mom was, she's probably listening. When my mom was raising me, if I said a word wrong or if I didn't know the definition through context of that word, she'd be like, "You know what it is. Go to the dictionary." And I'd have to look in, and then she'd be like, "All right, well, that's the word now that we're going to use for the next couple of days until it would happen again." So my vocabulary really comes down to shaming me. Uh-huh. Which is what she did. She didn't want me to sound.
Made you better.
It did.
She did make me better. She did.
Fabulous.
And that's why my vocab is where it's at now.
I'm with it. And you use words that in 44 years I've never heard before. So now
never heard. What do you guys think of this look?
I love them. I love the shades.
I'm planning on using it mostly on the bike.
Okay, I could see that.
You do some bike riding too.
You do. Yep.
And these things, they go all the way, or they wrap around.
Okay.
And they kind of like stick to the back of your side of your head.
Okay.
They cannot fall off.
Okay.
No matter what you do.
TK, okay. What's up?
So ones that I got, my Moscots, which I absolutely love. They're super fire. That's like my one true love sunglass brand. They fall off all the time on a bike. They're not meant for, they're meant for stunting. They're not meant for hunting.
Are they light?
The ones, those ones?
Those, the ones you're wearing.
These ones are super light.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, those definitely really look like bike riding or running type glasses. It's not
like
a look.
I think Derwin James wears them.
Okay.
I was going to say.
And I think they got some pro athletes. I think this is the Florida State. These are the only ones that look like this. The other ones.
Florida State? Yep.
I was about to say, that look like, you know, an outfielder. You know what I mean? Like, get out there.
The glasses that
the
outfielder leaves on their hat when the pop-up comes and they drop it.
I can't see. I couldn't see. I lost it.
I couldn't see.
Your shades are on your hat, sir.
Yeah. But yeah, I definitely like it for physical fitness. It's not my favorite fashion look, though, because I don't feel like it fits the rest of what you do. You are a big accessorizer, though. You're a major, major accessorizer.
I like the accessories. I would say
that is one of your more subtle necklaces.
Yep, it is. Sometimes they just get a little heavy. Nice. So you know, you put on a little blue, and then I was like, oh, yeah, let's bring on Macho Man Trista Crick.
Okay, I'm with it. Yep. I like it. Very good.
Anyway, so what y'all doing? What y'all talking about?
We were talking about why Rick Carlisle was talking about embracing hard in his press conference yesterday. But Dame, a big factor in this game too tonight. Like, it was a pretty emphatic win in game one.
That was easy work.
It's kind of what it felt like. Like, is Dame enough after a month and some change off to help the Bucks kind of get centered and get this series back to something competitive?
I don't see it.
I know you hate Dame. I know you've done a full turn on Dame Lillard.
It's a rough one. It's rough because he's probably going to get traded again.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah.
Running from the grind, switching teams.
Oh, wow.
And I... 10 toes down in whatever location is the next location that he gets sent.
Oh, wow. He's going to DM you again.
Dying on his shield. I know. I'm going to go from being followed to unfollowed to blocked. Oh. I think that's the process how this goes. But in general, I just don't think the roster is good enough. I don't think you can have Kevin Porter Jr. and Kyle Kuzma and AJ Green. And like, I don't even know who Ryan is, honestly. If you told me, until I just pulled him up, if you said, hey, Trista, there's 10 guys you've never seen before. One of them plays significant minutes for the Milwaukee Bucks. We'll give you $10,000, $100,000 if you can point which one of those dudes it is. I wouldn't know which one was Ryan Rollins. That's how little I know of him. It's just not a good team. Jericho Sims, like when Torian Prince is your new head of security, here's your 3-point shooter, and you got Bobby Portis back. Like, these guys are just all really old and not effective. And the Pacers are super deep. Yeah. Pause. There's a lot of guys that can come at you in a lot of different ways. Andrew Nembhard was cooking the Bucks. I don't know if you guys saw him.
Yeah,
he went to the rim four times in a row, unimpeded. I don't know how you stop him. And I think Dame will probably have a decent enough game. He's got a lot of motivation to upstage Tyrese Halliburton because they have obvious beef, where Dame basically threatened to beat Tyrese Halliburton in game one.
He did take it off of
he did.
Off the
like,
court.
I'll beat that ass. And I no doubt Dame would beat Tyrese Halliburton's ass. Like, Tyrese does not want any smoke. But also, Tyrese Halliburton has James Johnson. And he's like, all right, cool. Like, James Johnson will beat your ass.
Yeah. That's why he's been in the league for the past 4 years. He had a full grill on, like, top and bottom on Saturday. Like, he ain't playing. He's just here.
That's he's like PJ Tucker with the Hirachis.
That's the sign of a smart fighter, though. Like, hey, I'll beat your ass. Yeah, maybe. You're not going to beat his, though.
You're not going to get to me.
And he ain't going to let me get got. So, good luck.
And also, you're in street clothes right now.
Yeah.
Why are you chatting?
He knew he was coming back.
So you had a problem with that? That was a conversation a few minutes ago. You had a problem with Dame talking?
Yeah, be quiet. It was like when Jimmy Butler was like, oh, well, if I was playing, we would have beaten Boston. It's like, well, you're not playing.
I'm pretty sure Pat told him to shut the hell up.
Yeah, hey, can you be quiet? So, no, I mean, I think, honestly, I think that Dame's reputation has taken a massive blow from the time he left Portland to now. I think he has shown parts of his personality he never showed before. And I don't think those are great traits. He's somewhat sensitive. He's always getting into it. And I thought the Dame time thing was a sign of respect, a sign of, you know, emulating someone is a form of flattery. So
you mean
Dame
when Ty
like
did it?
That.
Yeah, that's where the origin.
Yeah, when Ty did it a couple of years ago, and he was like, "Dame time, Dame time" in the play-in tournament. I think that's where it started. Dame didn't like it, and it's like, well, why? Why not? That was a signature move that he's using. It's kind of like they just don't like each other.
Yeah, no,
basically.
That's not respectful. No, I'd have a problem with that, too. That is not respect. You hit a shot on me, it'd be one thing if you did it in, like, a random game. But you playing me, and you talk about Dame time. Oh, no, that's not respectful. That's not respectful at all.
But after the game, can't we just keep it nice? You know, can't we?
No, now we fight.
Like, nah.
Now we fight.
Yeah. It's like Dame's like, yeah, let me go and grab my Oakland friends, and we're going to beat this dude's ass in the back in the tunnel. And
we got to hurry up before James gets
over. That's when they got James Johnson. They're like, oh, yeah, we can't let Ty get touched.
We got to hurry up before James gets over. Jump him like wrestling and then get out of there.
That's what it is.
I think in general, Dame's just been talking a lot and not performing a lot. And this team's not very good. And he went the only reason he went to the Bucks or any.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time is subject to change. Max one offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The other team besides Portland is because he doesn't want to go to the Eastern Conference Finals. What good is that going to do? He's already been to the Western Conference Finals. He's already been to the semis. He ended multiple franchises in terms of the iterations of the rosters that they had in the Houston Rockets and the OKC Thunder. He had some postseason success. He beat the Nuggets in 7. And then, you know, that series in 2019 was super competitive against, I don't know, one of the best rosters we've ever seen in the Golden State Warriors. So he's not going to the Milwaukee Bucks to do the exact same thing he did in Portland when he has a multi-million dollar mansion in West Lynn that he would prefer to be at where all his family is. He's only doing this to try to solidify his legacy with a ring. And he will not get that ring in Milwaukee. I promise you that.
One of the things that I just thought about while watching that game on Saturday and seeing Giannis dominate that game from his aspect, from his point of view, and them still being down by 25, is I said, oh, we might be a little closer to the summer of Giannis than we realize. Giannis was, they couldn't guard him. He was great. And it didn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't matter at all. You were still down by 20 the entire time. And I know Dame wasn't there. Maybe things will change with Dame there. But Giannis had to be looking around Saturday like, bro, it's probably time. It's probably time for me to move on.
And I think it is. I really think it is. I have the perfect trade. Do you guys want to hear it?
If Absolutely. It's not the Kings, I don't want to hear it.
Okay, well,
no,
I do.
Dump it.
Dump it, right.
No, I'm just messing with you. Go ahead.
All right, so what do the Rockets need? They need an offensive engine guard. That's what they need. They need somebody who can get you buckets no matter what, in clutch time or not. Someone who shoots at a high clip from beyond the arc and isn't funny style in terms of like their production going up and down like a roller coaster ride. So to me, Fred VanVleet never really made sense on this team. It was kind of, he was a bridge guard. But they have a, but the Rockets have a lot of defense and they have a lot of depth right now. And they have guys that could be producing on another team if they weren't behind a bunch of other guys that are getting minutes. So I think you trade Damian Lillard to the Rockets and you get back a bunch of assets to help Giannis try to figure something out. Maybe you get a Cam Whitmore. Maybe you get a Jalen Green. Maybe you get a Jalen Green and a Fred VanVleet. Because the Bucks need a bunch of guys. They don't need just one co-star with Giannis. We see that's not working. Mm-hmm. And Rockets have a plethora of guys. Maybe you trade Reed Shepard to the Bucks as well. You could just make that salary match. You probably don't even need to give picks away. And both teams, in my opinion, get a lot better because the issue with the Rockets is they don't have an offensive engine. And that's not really the issue with the Bucks because Giannis is going to be able to go for 35, 10, and 7 anytime really he wants. Get some other guys who fill roles, better versions of what you expected from Chris Middleton and Kyle Kuzma. Maybe you end up getting a center in that trade as well because Brook Lopez is getting older and you move him to a reserve role. I think that's a trade that both sides have the potential to win.
That's interesting because when you said that, I thought you were talking about a trade for Giannis to go somewhere. But I like that. I like Dame to the Rockets. You might even be able to – this really wouldn't help the Bucks. So I was about to say you might even be able to do Fred VanVleet and just, you know, match the monies up or something like that. But I don't know if
you could do Fred VanVleet and Jalen Green, or you could do Fred VanVleet. You have multiple guards that can help out the Bucks. Maybe you give some young pieces away, like Cam Whitmore's not playing on this team right now, so maybe that helps. And then Giannis is able to stay in Milwaukee. Dame never wanted to be in Milwaukee to begin with. He immediately gets a pay raise by living in Houston. He's a single guy. Houston's got the baddies. No state income tax. Warmer weather, closer to Portland. Feels like a win to me.
It does. Feels like a win for everybody.
Yeah.
Except for Giannis.
Yeah.
Can't figure out what Giannis is going to do. This because we've speculated that Giannis, Ja, we know KD, like all of these guys could, I mean, maybe even Trey, all of these guys could be moved this offseason in some form of, whether it's discussion, whether it's ask out, whether it's we just trade you. Like all of those guys could absolutely be on the move this offseason.
And I think it's really interesting because there's so many teams that need guards, need lead guards that can produce. And they're like, that is the step that they are away.
Yeah.
The Orlando Magic can't roll out Corey Joseph. We just can't have that, right? Jalen Suggs could start, but he could also come off the bench or just be in the backcourt somehow. But you can't have him be the only guy that's your guard for this team. They need some production. There's just a lot of places that could use it. Kobe White is on an expiring. I think he'll be an unrestricted free agent in 2026. You're not going to be able to extend him. Maybe you could figure out a way if you're Chicago to get Ja Morant. Or, you know, Phoenix needs a guard. This name is not Bradley Beal. And maybe there's something to be done. I think the interesting thing, though, is like how many teams really want to take on that level of money if it feels like you're going to build a team around them. Because most point guards in the league have to be the last piece, not the first piece.
Mm-hmm. I like that. You know, I saw the same issues that everybody saw in game one with Houston, that anemic 34-point performance in the first half. And I just kind of threw it out there because we kind of accepted the fact that DeMar DeRozan is probably going to be gone from Sacramento. I know he's not a three-point shooter, but as far as somebody that could help them on the offensive end, what you think about no go to DeRozan in Houston, huh?
No, because the issue that you have with Houston is what you're seeing is if you have to compete with three and all you can do is get twos, the math ain't mathin'. Mm-hmm. And that's where they're at right now. Jalen Green right now is not a consistent three-point shooter. He's done a lot better. This has been a great year for him overall, as is Fred VanVleet. But what we saw from their performances is that you can lock their asses up. Mm. You need somebody that can stretch the floor. And I don't think DeMar can stretch the floor. I think he, on a team like Houston, is just going to clog things up even more. And I would probably make the argument, and I said this when the trade went down to begin with, that it can destroy your entire offensive system by how much gravity, how much he needs the ball, and the style of ball that he plays. And to me, that there's just too many guys like that in Houston anyway that are just two-point.
They don't seem to have an offensive system.
No, but I don't think – and I don't think DeMar plays good enough defense to be in an Ime Udoka system. He said multiple times, like, if you don't play – good defense, you're just not going to play at all.
How do you feel about the Clippers and the vintage Kawhi Leonard performance we saw last night?
Is this not one of those moments where you're like, man, we've been robbed of this guy, right? You see what Kawhi can do when he's healthy and you're like, man, the game of basketball is so much funner and exciting when he's out here dominating, impossible to guard, clutch beyond belief, incredible two-way defender, playing 48 minutes in a game. You know, it's just like he's putting up, not just producing, but he, I don't know if you guys saw that one step back that he had last night where he like crossed over and leaped back like the little bunny. And I was like, oh, his knees are feeling good. His knees are bouncy right now. He's hitting deep shots that he didn't really hit when he was in Toronto or in San Antonio. And I love the Nuggets. As I've said many times before, Jamal Murray is my favorite guy when he's hot with 2 minutes left to go. Mm-hmm. And I root for Denver. I root for them as a team, and I really love Jokic. But the way Kawhi is playing and the way that Harden is playing makes me want to not see them lose this series. I want to continue to see how far the Clippers can go when we actually get what was promised, which is the team that they had centered around a healthy Kawhi Leonard. And I would absolutely love to see them in that dogfight against OKC next round.
We asked a big picture question earlier in the show about whether or not Kawhi Leonard was the number one what if in NBA history. He's already unbelievably accomplished. He's going to the Hall of Fame. He's got all this other stuff. And we usually talk about D. Rose and Penny and even Joel Embiid. But it's like, you see him last night. You see him, what he can do on that stage. And it's like, would we be, if he had the health of a LeBron James, would we be watching a top 10 NBA player of all time?
It's funny that you say that because I was on my walk and I was taking a little break at the top of the hill. I was just thinking about Kawhi, and I'm like, who actually in the NBA right now would you say is better than this version of Kawhi Leonard? To me, it's not Luka. To me, there's almost no one. I don't know where he is of all time. I don't know where he is in our generation. But when fully healthy, Kawhi Leonard has to be a top three player right now in the NBA. I don't even know how I would stack him up against Shea, because I know what Kawhi's already given us. Two defensive player of the years, two championships, finals MVP. And I watched him slay the Warriors in person and just rip their heart out of their soul. So to me, you have to say he's up there with like all your favorite players. It's hard to say because he's a big what if. It's really hard to even utter the words because he's played so little in the last 5 years.
But it's so we had this discussion to start the show. It's so crazy to talk about him as a what if, because this is a guy with multiple titles who already at a time in his career was considered a top 2-3 player in the entire league. He might act like it doesn't exist, but I remember Stephen A's proclamation after the Raptors won. Kawhi Leonard is the best player in the NBA. He is better than LeBron James. He is better than he is better than everybody. He is the one in the league right now. It's like, all right, like, cool. Like, I'm not going to argue with you. Like, people pretend like that didn't happen, but it did happen. And it's weird to have a what-if conversation about a guy who's accomplished so much, and we still wonder, yeah, he's accomplished a lot. Multiple titles, two titles, two different teams, two MVPs. But it could have been so much more.
They could have won that title the year that Phoenix beat them in 2021.
That was towards ACL, right?
Yeah, I think that because he ended up getting injured in the series against the Lakers and never played again. And you had Phoenix, who had a pretty weak path. They play the Bucks. They looked like they had the Bucks on the ropes. Remember, also, the Bucks probably would have lost to the Nets. So this version of the Bucks was vulnerable. So they probably, I could see the Clippers winning that championship for sure with everything that they had.
We talk about it. He's got those moments too. We talk about obviously the shot against the Sixers to get to the Eastern Conference Finals. But I always remember in 2021, I think that same season, that first round series against Dallas, we look back at it, game six, elimination game, goes for 45. In Dallas to send it back to LA for a game seven, and 3, 4, 5 games later he tears his ACL after they had tied up that Jazz series in the second round and tied that after going down 2-0. So yeah, it's last night was a reminder of who we weren't able to see for, like you said, about 5-6 years.
Yeah. And he's so calculated. And I saw it was Michael Porter Jr. on him. It was Jamal on him. They were playing elite level defense, and it just did not matter. His ball going in. That corner three that he had wide open, you're like, well, that's just obviously going in. Splash. And that's something that he's added to his arsenal throughout time is that three-point shot, which was very clunky when he came into the league and probably one of the bigger knocks on his game. And now he's found a way to be super productive there, shooting 40%, sometimes more, over at three-point line. That's ridiculous for a guy that size, that robotic, that clunky. It's almost like his roboticism is a strength because it's the same every time. The shooting motion, the feet set, everything. Not great looking, but the same every time and just as lethal.
Roboticism. Another great word. Roboticism. I'm all about it. Real quick, who do you have in this Lakers-Wolves series?
Ooh. I got the Wolves. I think they're just too big. I think Naz Reid and Rudy Gobert are too big. I think you're going to be able to see Anthony Edwards slash in, get easy twos. But also, I think they're able to lock up Austin Reeves because they have all those longer, you know, the McDaniels, the Ant. They put them on the guards. And then you put Mike Conley on Rui Hachimura, and you're like, well, we'll let Rui Hachimura do his best. He's the one that we'll let go off. And Austin Reeves looked pretty damn pedestrian when real deal, long wingspan athletic defenders were on him. And yeah, like Luka's going to go off or LeBron is going to go off, but I don't think any of the role players will. And Minnesota's way too deep. They've got way too much athleticism. And I think Ant Edwards feels disrespected that all 10 ESPN analysts chose LA.
I agree with you. I think Minnesota wins that series.
TK, we appreciate you as always.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I like that. I like this. I can't wait to see what glasses you wear next week. I'm really excited for this.
Awesome stuff. Love y'all.
All right.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference between serving a family business and being dedicated to a family business as a family business. The difference between looking at spreadsheets and looking at possibilities. The difference between deposits that go into a vault and deposits that go back into your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails. Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre packs starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry blend and orange hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.